Studio 360.
The New Orleans band Tank and the Bangas first appeared on my radar earlier this year when they won NPR's big annual Tiny Desk Contest.
Down by the river where the three girls go where the sun be burning, burning hot. Take your penny hole, don't nobody know where you go. Just know the block just got hot.
In case you don't know, the Tiny Desk Concert is a video series where bands perform at a desk in the NPR newsroom. The contest is a talent search where bands submit videos of themselves playing an original song around a desk that is not at NPR. When Tank and the Bangas won, they beat out 6,000 other entrants. Tank is the nickname of their founder and leader, Tariona Ball. And in the middle of their big summer tour, she and her crew have invaded our studio. Tank, Bangas, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks.
Before you play and before we talk more, congratulations on winning this big Tiny Desk Concert contest at NPR. You beat out 6,000 bands?
Yes, I did. Alone, of course.
Oh, my God.
Tank with no Bangas.
Oh, my God.
And how did you, why did you, what made you decide to enter this?
I didn't decide at all. Actually, none of us decided. It was our manager, you know, who happens to be my best friend as well.
Really?
She pushed it constantly. She pushed it so much that she had to literally set it up like it was a gig.
Really? Yeah. She's earned her manager stripes.
Oh, yeah. It changed our lives.
Yeah, really?
So happy for it.
And the song you entered, it's called Quick.
Yes.
And that's the song you're going to play for us first
yes.
today?
Yes. All right. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. What?
Jilled up, weaved up, everything real slick.
Now I'm in 60 yards up, and I see him looking. It's a mile away. Then he locked my
gone too far. I'm in the deep end, so
who's going to save me? Who's going to save me?
Lost on Jonah, leaved up everything Brooklyn.
That was Tank and the Bangas playing Quick. God, I love that and you guys. So, Tank, introduce all these other bangas.
Oh, that would be awesome to do. Joshua Johnson right there is on the drums. That's the MD over there. That's Norman Spence on the Moog. That is Jonathan Johnson on the bass. Mer Burkett on the keys. Albert Allenbeck on the saxophone. Angelica Jelly Joseph on the backs.
Welcome.
And Terry Hansen Ball on the lead.
Ooh.
Why don't you, now that we've talked, now that you've played, come over here, sit. We'll talk to a cross-section of the bangas. So this NPR performance got 1.5 million views, which must have looked to the rest of the world like you're an overnight success, but you guys have been playing for 6 years together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
But this thing must have been like a kind of hitting the jackpot a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, it was for 6,000 people that tried out for it, for them to pick us, New Orleans group, bottom of the map.
For them to pick you alone. Amazing. Just amazing. We're just glad to witness, aren't we?
God's good.
I like to see this little tension. Had there been actual consequences, like bigger venues, more X, Y, or Z? I mean, is it just beyond the thing of, more people know you?
Yes. Now all the venues are sold out, you know. We're going places that we've never been before. And that's one of the most amazing parts, that people don't just say, one member. They know everybody member, everyone names. They're screaming everyone's name.
Wow.
And it's just so cool.
That's lovely. We always on this show love hearing musicians talk about the other musicians and musics that have inspired them and shaped them. So we're going to play some songs that each have been influential to each of you three anyway. Albert, you pick this one. So this is Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull, Fat Man.
Fat Man.
Yeah, my mom had the CD of Jethro Tull Greatest Hits, and I didn't play flute until like 3 years ago, but I was always listening to it, so it's kind of weird how it caught up to me. And like, this is the first time there's like flute, and it sounded like a medieval festival or something. I just love it.
No, I mean, I was 17 when it came out, and I thought the same thing then.
Yeah, I like the flute, and I like they had a little tambourine or lute, or is there something in there, like a little festival? It feels like a festival, and I really liked it.
Aha, uh-huh. So it was like your own little private Renaissance fair.
Yeah, I was like, it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of like sounds.
Yeah. So Meryl, you picked a song. We're gonna play it as well.
Ooh.
My eyes are screaming.
All right, Erica.
Cause I eat a lot of vegetables.
So do you remember hearing this song for the first time?
Yeah, that was like the time where I first started really like getting into neo soul, like Erykah Badu and all the
different Jill Scott's and all those people, whatever. I was in school for jazz, so that's all I pretty much listened to. I used to be like, who wants to listen to pop music?
Oh, so you look down on music. We have another song to play. This is yours, Tank. I don't want to go through your phone. Some things are better left unknown. That's P.J. Morton, right?
Uh-oh, all right, P.J. Keep living in my daydream. Living in my daydream. Y'all been looking at me crazy. I'm sorry if I'm not at the medieval fair.
That looks good.
But
it looks good. I'm glad you picked this.
The medieval fair.
But P.J. Morton is a fellow New Orleansian, yeah?
Yeah, he's a Orleanian.
Orleanian.
Yeah, he's from there.
Yeah, he's from there. He is awesome, and he influenced a lot of my early listenings and stuff. I love a lot of different music. But as far as a New Orleans artist, sometimes, it, even though we have a lot of music there, to pick P.J. is a really special one.
He plays with Maroon 5.
He does.
Huh. And that song was called Go Through Your Phone. I looked at your tour chart. I mean, you've been like really since the spring, since early spring, like 6 gigs a week straight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of insane?
Mm-hmm.
It's very insane.
Yeah. We miss flights.
Yeah, do you?
We can miss some flights.
And we run. We get a lot of exercise in the airport.
We run.
Especially JFK, long-ass airport.
You can say long-ass. We can accept. The FCC will allow us to do that and more, I think. So world domination, I guess, is your goal, right?
Oh, my gosh. The pinky and the right. I mean, honestly, just to influence and inspire people the same way that we've been influenced and inspired to even just live out this thing, period. The fact that you can live your life off of what is already inside of you. You're a house that, you know, God made. And if you don't follow your dream, you will literally work for somebody that follow theirs. So you got to go full force in this thing.
Nicely said. Tank, Bangas, thank you.
Thank you,
Kurt.
This was great. Will you play one more song? Play us out, that is.
All right, let's do it.
This song is Boxes and Squares.
Here we go. Tried to be a vegetable only once, and even soup. You know I could have been. On sale.
Maybe we can buy her two.
But I heard a Joe, a mama showed your buttons until you were 22. And your sister washed your laundry.
I think it's time I did laundry too. Meats, beets, greens, peas, milk, fruit, eggs, you.
What?
Are you early?
you.
I feel like O's inside my soup. But don't no woman get full off of eating no soup. See, I got a mom.
What's mom? So many questions.
And you've got a box of pickle box.
Meats,
green,
peas,
milk,
fruit,
eggs,
you.
From your mama, I think I need permission too. Men like my shoe. I carry me to do what I gotta do. Cheap and you're tearing at the base. And worth for the time you had to make. Got a mom.
Questions, so many questions.
Check out Tank and the Bangas on their tour this summer and fall. We link to that schedule at studio360.org, where you can also watch a video of yet another song they performed live right here in our studio.